It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Victor Agretta. This morning, a committee of the Tennessee General Assembly will consider the first major revisions to the University of Tennessee's Student Conduct Code since the 1970s. Some of the proposed changes are broad, and some are narrowly tailored. Changes prompted by a Title IX lawsuit last year will reshape the process of handling sexual assault allegations. University of Tennessee President Joe DiPietro and General Counsel Matthew Scoggins spoke with WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth.
Those lawsuits were filed specifically over the university's handling of sexual assault accusations, particularly when student athletes are involved. How do we see that imprint in the code that's going to go before the committee on Wednesday?
As a result of the settlement, we indicated that we would take a look at the student conduct code and adjust it in areas around sexual assault or sexual misconduct or relationship violence, in which if either of the parties involved in that situation elected to not want to have students on the judicial board that heard the case, they would have the latitude to do that. Our board has approved both the previous version as well as this one, and we're awaiting this hearing this week to see the outcome of the legislative process around getting a new code of conduct in place.
Which raises, of course, the issue of these disciplinary boards. Many universities use them, but they've been criticized kind of during and after this process of wrangling over the lawsuit. What will be substantially different about the way those boards are constituted or how they're run under this proposed revision?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. You have to realize that the code that we're changing has been in place since the 70s. The philosophy around student misconduct has changed over that time frame, which you might expect. And we're now in a circumstance where we feel it's very, very important to not only have the right process in place and to punish those as might be dictated by our policies, but also to educate students. I mean, young people make mistakes, Brandon. And we hope that part of the process is not something that tarnishes one's record forever, say around use of alcohol. In the current code, stays on your record should you be found guilty of having alcohol or consuming alcohol on this campus and being underage. It's more of, can we help people grow? Can we help people understand? Can we help people mature as part of the process, as well as dealing with misconduct?
Was the perception of the current code that it was too punitive then, and this is sort of a revision to try to make the response, the university's response, more proportional to the accusations?
Well, I mean, I think the code indeed was, in many people's minds, too punitive from the standpoint of the process as well as the outcome of a hearing.
One of the other key changes in the proposed code is a redesign then of how UT will handle student misconduct in general, separate from sexual assault allegations or the more serious infractions. What about that second category of more general misconduct?
So to begin with, you know, the various boards that review these have changed into one board as opposed to different boards. There will be no longer be a Greek judicial board.
I saw that. No other SEC school, I think, has a Greek judicial
board,
right?
Correct. And okay. Many of them have vibrant Greek systems. And I would add that within the hearing that we had, the public hearing that was required as part of this process that our board went through, we had both a representative of both the fraternities and sororities who came forward and recommended in support of the new approach. But the new judicial board will include faculty, staff, and students, and it has to have equal numbers of students and faculty minimally.
What kind of input from the university community did you seek as these revisions were being drafted?
Well, number one, you know, early on, Vice Chancellor Corelli here at the Knoxville campus.
And that's Vince Corelli, who oversees student life.
Yeah. He solicited broad input. In fact, at one point, the code of conduct went out from his office for feedback from by email to all the students on campus.
Matthew Scoggins is the general counsel for the University of Tennessee. I want to turn to you for just a moment. University policy changes are generally handled within the system. That is to say, they're often considered and approved or denied by the Board of Trustees. They're handled at UT. This set of proposed changes to the Student Conduct Code has to go to a committee of the General Assembly. Why is that?
State law, the Uniform Administrative Procedures Act, sets forth certain requirements for certain types of policies for state entities, such as the University of Tennessee, and rules concerning student discipline are required by statute to go through this rulemaking process set forth in the Uniform Administrative Procedures Act. The first step is approval by the UT Board of Trustees. Then it goes to the Attorney General for approval for legality purposes. It gets filed with the Tennessee Secretary of State. And then the final level of review is what we're going to be having on Wednesday, the Joint Government Operations Committee, which is a joint committee, the House and Senate of the Tennessee General Assembly.
When do you think the legislature's Joint Operations Committee will make its decision?
In my experience, they will give us their impression of the rule that day. So on Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock, we're the first item on the agenda, and we typically get feedback from the committee during the hearing.
Provided that the committee says, yeah, all this looks good to us, when will the rules then be implemented?
I believe August 22nd.
All right, Matthew Scoggins, the general counsel for the University of Tennessee. A little earlier, you heard Joe DiPietro, the president of the University of Tennessee system. Today, a committee of the Tennessee General Assembly considers the first significant revisions to the Student Code of Conduct since the 1970s. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you, Brandon.